This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains here on Thursday?
Lower in the overnight trade and significantly lower in spots. I mean, we've got beans down around 15 cents in the nearby stuff and corn down anywhere from 3 to 5, depending on the contract. Really surprised that we shrugged off some pretty good weekly export sales. But while we've been in the break here this morning, we did see a daily flash sale announcement of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China and 135,000 tons of corn to Taiwan. So that should kind of underpin weakness, at least to start the day. But technically, we should see a little more break here just to achieve some initial support objectives that after that big blow off we saw starting Friday and then, of course, leading up to the weakness that we saw yesterday.
What did we learn about with 45Z and some of those guidance rules that were released here recently?
So far, what we know is that they are going to ban the use of imported cooking oil. That's not to say that we can't use cooking oil from the U.S., but we are not going to be able to import it from other countries and use it for sustainable aviation fuel for any of the biofuels. The other side of this is basically they said, We're doing this, we're hardlining this line item, and it's going to be up to the next administration to iron out the details of it. And we're starting to hear more, and I guess the biggest thing is if we could see additional leniency in the practice for qualifications as far as the farming practices to qualify that U.S. grain, then we've got a real story on our hands. And I can't help but think that we're going to see some major push from the national organizations, corn and soybean growers, to see if we can't get that push through.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Burwell Livestock Market, Burwell, Nebraska. Friday, January 17th will be a special calf and feeder auction, 11:30 on a regular auction. Expecting 5,000 plus quality Sandhills cattle. Lots of load lots on this sale. That's at the Burwell Livestock Market in Burwell, Nebraska. Friday, January 17th, special calf and feeder auction, 11:30 on a regular auction. You can view and bid online at DV Auction or Cattle USA, or give us a call at the auction market, 308-346-4257, or look us up at burwelllivestock.com.
March corn down 3 cents at 475 and 3/4. March soybeans down 13 even at 1029 and 3/4. March soybean meal down $5.40 at 296.60. March soybean oil down 15 cents at 46.12. On the Merck, February live cattle down 67 cents at 197.85. March feeder cattle down 82 cents at 268.97. February lean hogs down 5 cents at 83.07. February pork cutout up $1.45 at $91.32. Class 3 milk up 16 cents at $20.08. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.